Joining us today on Hudson Mohawk Magazine, we have two people from Hand in Hand. Stacy, could you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, thanks so much, Zena. I'm Stacy Kono. I'm the executive director of Hand in Hand, the Domestic Employers Network.
Thank you. And joining us also is Sage. Hello, Sage.
Hi, I'm Sage Yupsis. I am a member of the steering committee of Hand in Hand, and I'm a resident of Rosendale here in the Hudson Valley.
Thanks for joining us today. And we have a lot to get into, so we'll just start by going over, what is Honor Domestic Work?
Yeah, so Honor Domestic Work is a new project that Hand in Hand launched this past November during National Family Caregivers Month to create the opportunity, really, for people to pause and recognize the domestic workers and family caregivers in their lives who've made such a difference. The project is basically a storytelling and gift-giving initiative. So first, we're inviting people to share their stories of appreciation publicly for the nannies, the house cleaners, the home care workers, and the family members and friends who are doing work in the home, caring, cleaning, supporting, oftentimes for family caregivers with no pay. We really want to lift up this labor as critical both to our families and communities, but also to our broader economy and society. So we launched a website, honoreddomesticwork.com, to invite people to tell their stories. And we also commissioned a poster from a San Francisco Bay Area artist, Micah Bazant, that says, "We deeply appreciate your work," which is a poster that people can give to the domestic workers and family caregivers in their life this holiday season and beyond to appreciate them.
Wonderful. Before we get too far into it, let's give some background on Hand in Hand. Could you give us a little bit of background on the organization?
Sure. Hand in Hand, the Domestic Employers Network, is a national organization that was founded 10 years ago to mobilize people who employ nannies, house cleaners, and home care workers to support respect and dignity for this workforce. The actual model of Hand in Hand was designed to support the first New York State Domestic Workers Bill of Rights, where we were organizing people as employers to testify in support of creating actual regulations and protections for domestic workers in New York State. And the model has expanded to winning. Now I think it's 11 states and two cities have domestic workers protections, because this workforce was excluded during the New Deal from rights and respect. So, and it really rooted in white supremacy and a desire to maintain slavery era conditions for domestic workers and farm workers. So this effort, this movement we're a part of at Hand in Hand, is about ending that exclusion and righting the wrong so that this essential workforce is celebrated, really, just like this project Honor Domestic Work is doing.
So you were talking about it being excluded from the New Deal, rooted in white supremacy. Sage, we were talking earlier about why that is, that connection. Could you go into what is the demographic of home care workers?
So home care workers are, in general, the vast majority are women and women of color, who we all owe an immense debt of gratitude to, like whether it's the person who comes and cleans your house or your mother who made sure that you had a lunch before school, or the woman who, you know, cleans the office when you're not using it. Like, we owe an immense amount to the labor and often unseen labor of women and women of color. And until we can see it, our blind spots will keep creeping up on us. Like it's this incredibly big blind spot that we all have where we don't see the labor of women and women of color who are holding everything up and holding our lives together, and including mine. And I'm working very hard at seeing it and respecting it right now.
Would you go into how home care is really important in your life?
Yeah, I am 41 years old. About 10, actually 11 years ago, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and it has left me in a wheelchair with some serious difficulty seeing. So I'm very dependent on home care in order to allow my life to be, in order to do any work, in order to continue to have friends, in order to bathe every day, in order to eat. I'm completely dependent on a whole network of people who assist me and whose work is very, very undervalued by the state and by the powers that be or whatever. But I value it tremendously. And I wouldn't be able to be here if it weren't for a whole team of people who really help me in order to like live in my house and eat every day.
One of you mentioned earlier that family caregivers are often have no pay. So what is that balance of giving full-time care, and what is the balance of being there for family members in this capitalist society?
In my understanding, the people who assist me receive almost no support. The way that I am able to afford anything is because I qualify for Social Security disability, which means that I'm not allowed to work in order to get this healthcare that I desperately need. So I have almost no income. The state allows me to pay basically minimum wage to people who assist me. So an awful lot of people don't want to work for minimum wage. So then I'm left trying to get my friends and family to help me for almost no money. It's minimum wage work. And it feels a little bit insulting to me that this is minimum wage work when it is what allows me to live my life. It feels almost like my life is minimum wage, is worth, you know, seven something an hour. And I find that a little bit insulting to both myself and to people who would be working with me. And I want to be able to hire people that I like and trust, and I don't want to force them to do hard work that is very poorly paid and rewarded. So I'm stuck in this really annoying system of needing to beg my friends and family to do stuff for me that is time consuming and hard, that I can't actually throw any money at it.
Thank you for that, Sage. We'd love to have you back to talk more about that. We have been reporting on the fair pay for home care legislation, and we are running out of time, and I'd love to end this on, especially in this season of giving and back to the Honor Domestic Worker Work Project, how can listeners honor the home care workers in their lives?
Yeah, I mean, what Sage is describing is definitely systemic. We've talked about the historical roots of the oppression of this workforce and the invisibility of family caregivers. That's why Honor Domestic Work was so important for us at Hand in Hand to launch this year. First, listeners can go to www.honordomesticwork.com to be able to read stories of appreciation from people across the country, but also to submit their own. And if you submit your story before the end of this year, we will send you a free poster that you can give to that person in your life. It says, "I deeply appreciate your work," and is surrounded by beautiful images of caregiving relationships. Already, we've distributed over 600 posters all around the country to people who want to give it to the domestic worker or family caregiver in their life. You can simply thank that person, right? Thank that domestic worker, thank that family caregiver now that it's the end of the year. A lot of employers are deciding to create bonuses for workers. This is a great time of year to consider doing that, especially given the challenges so many of us experienced in the last 2 years under the pandemic. This is really maybe a campaign for the moment, but is something, a culture we truly want to create transformation in our society about.
Thank you both for joining us. I'd love to give you the last word. What would you like to leave us with as we finish out 2021?
I want to say and elevate that we're all living through a pretty, I mean, as we know, a very intense period where we're seeing these big cracks in our foundation. And unless we can see that the work that we all rely on, whether it's mothers or domestic workers, we all need to open our eyes and see what it is that we're working with. And what we're working with is a system of oppression, and that doesn't appreciate that level of work. And I feel very honored that I'm part of this group, but I also feel very humbled by the amount of work that has gone into allowing me to be here.